Welcome back to Adjust Your Shorts, the program where we adjust shorts. Adjust your shorts and prepare yourselves to get kicked in the dick by the internet. My name is Ray Stone. Today is Thursday, October 9th. Does anybody see any correlation between October 7th and October 9th, 2 years almost exactly to the day where they get a ceasefire deal, and now Trump wants a fucking Nobel Peace Prize? But first, some good news. Let's jump right into it, shall we? This is kind of crazy. 11,000 strings tuned slightly differently makes music to engulf an audience encircled by 50 pianos. That is a very long sentence and a very wordy way of saying, new concert experience, we're going to surround the audience by pianos and slightly tune them differently? I don't think untuned instruments sound very good, generally speaking. Am I wrong? What am I missing here? Well, since I don't really care about all that, we're not going to talk about it. But we can talk about other stuff. Nighttime Dive reveal never-before-seen relationship between fish and anemones. The article I clicked into it read that the anemone protects the little fish and the fish helps to transport the anemone and relocate it. So, once again, synergistic relationships are where it's at, ladies and gentlemen. Pine martens released into the wilds of Exmoor National Park for the first time in 100 years. Wow. Okay. The spirit molecule defends the brain against strokes in mice, breakthrough study shows. The spirit molecule, if that's also DMT, let's see if that's DMT, because that's what the spirit molecule is. Yes, DMT. What may also be able to save humans from damage in the event of a stroke? So get your DMT. This reminds me, I've been seeing a few things on TikTok about how people on DMT are, when you take DMT and then you shine a red laser while you're on the DMT, apparently you see code.
This one component, which essentially is what I discovered, if you project a diffracted laser on the surface, which just means a band of the laser, just like the, you know, the thing that scans barcodes in a supermarket, and you smoke DMT, you will see code.
And of course, everybody's jumping to say that this is the code of, you know, we're in a simulation. But I say, well, hold on. Technically, there's code all around us. If you have Wi-Fi in your house, or if you have cell phone coverage, there is technically wireless code all around you. That's how your phone picks up on it. It doesn't just like laser beam it directly to your phone or to your laptop. It's everywhere. So I'm not saying, I called a buddy of mine recently who is in that game, in that whole industry, and he said he hasn't tried it, but his friends have. So I tend to believe these experiences from this group of people. But what I found, the question I asked him was, can you do it in a Faraday cage? As in, you have to line it with lead so as to prohibit access from the outside, from our own signal source code, which is everywhere. And it's everywhere. I mean, especially now with Starlink, the fact that Starlink exists. So my first thought was, hey, let's test it out in the woods. But you can't because Starlink is in the woods. So there's constantly a shower of code all around you. It's just a matter of whether or not you have the ability to tap into it. And I'm saying, I wonder if the DMT, because it changes your ocular response and it allows you to see things differently, I wonder if we're just looking at our own code. So let's not jump to conclusions. Boop, there's a hole poked right in it. Ta-da! But I love that DMT could potentially save your brain damage in the event of a stroke, because DMT is some amazing stuff. This shipwreck is treasure fleet from 1715 with $1 million in gold and silver coins recovered.
$1 million?
But how much is it worth? If it's sunken treasure, $1 million has got to be worth $1 billion, right? This was pretty cool. First solar furnace to recycle steel can melt metal with sunshine in 2 hours. It takes about an hour and a half to get the furnace up to 1,500 degrees. It takes about 2,000 degrees to melt steel. That's amazing. I wonder how much of this is at the behest or request of asking AI for more information. I asked AI recently, I said, hey, cure cancer, Grok. And Grok said, well, what you could do is you could do hydrogen therapy where you surround the cell with hydrogen and then it can't survive. And it's like, did you think of that, Grok? Or was somebody else already saying that? And Grok said, yeah, you asked me to think of something new. Because I was like, Grok is just repeating, it's, you know, all this other shit that I've already learned. So I wonder if that's partly because of Grok or what's going on there. Then this, cement superconductors could turn the concrete around us into a massive energy storage system. Not the concrete that you currently have, but what they've found is because concrete is very stable and very dense and has alkali, you know, it has a pH balance, they've figured out that they can put in a certain particulate and it turns the concrete into a storage device. Now, my question is, you know, concrete is always... concrete never fully dries is what they say. It's constantly curing over time. And I've done construction for my whole life. And when you deal with old concrete, it's harder than new concrete because it's had more time to cure. Like a 30-year-old concrete slab is harder to break up than a 2-year-old concrete slab because that 2-year-old concrete is fresh. Now, it depends on a bunch of factors, but the fact that they have figured out how to turn cement into a battery is amazing. And I wonder if that's also because of the AI. And speaking of AI, in the 1980s, Anguilla was given the web domain .ai. And now they're making a fuck ton of money because AI, boom, everybody wants a .ai. So I love that. I thought that was amazing. Let's just get into some regular news. Reuters up first. Israel and Hamas sign Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal. Israelis gather at Hostage Square in anticipation of the official start. Trump predicts lasting peace. I say it's all too choreographed. It's all too choreographed. 2 years exactly, and they mission accomplished, completely razed Gaza. And if you don't think a Trump Tower is going up there, you're fucking crazy. I see right through it, I think. I think it's all bogus. I think it's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit. All of it.
And I think we bought it and they're just pretending like they're at war while meanwhile what they meant to do was start over because they want that. Somebody wants that. Somebody wants it. And they're going to get it. But hey, a ceasefire is good. So Israeli government to vote on Gaza ceasefire plan. So it hasn't quite gone through yet and already... Trump wants a Nobel Prize. So this article says the Swedish chemist, engineer, and inventor Alfred Nobel liked a uniter, not a divider, even though his own experience were aimed at blowing things up. He said that he wants the person or group who has done the most or the best to advance fellowship among nations to receive the prize that is endowed with his own name. And then the question is, does that sound like Donald Trump? Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Uh-huh. No, he should totally get a Nobel Peace Prize. What a twat. It's like, in life, you know, just because you got an award for it doesn't mean you deserved the award for it. Like, is that all he thinks is like, I need another plaque on the wall? He who goes out with the most plaques on the wall still dies, you fuck. But good job, I guess. Texas court blocks execution of death row inmate Robert Robertson, who has been was convicted of capital murder in 2003. He was convicted for shaking his 2-year-old daughter to death. And the only reason that they're overturning it is they're questioning the viability of shaken baby syndrome, which, I mean, if he did it, go fuck yourself. You should die. If he didn't do it, you shouldn't die. But I'll tell you what, it's hard not to shake a baby. Moving on. NBC News, President Donald Trump's efforts to deploy National Guard troops in states that don't want them are being tested Thursday in two different courts. Yeah, stop sending the National Guard in. You know, how about you get together with the governing parties of those states and you say, hey, what's going on? What do we need to do? And I don't know, maybe instead of sending billions of dollars to fight wars in other fucking countries, we send some money to our own states and try to fix the people. Something that keeps crossing my mind that I cannot figure out for the life of me. You know, we all think that they are, the PTB, that are in charge, want to control us. And to do so, you make them stupid. You make people stupid, make us stupid and confused and divided. But my question is, given I'm just somebody who lives, but I have to build stuff, it is always better to have the people who are working with you, you want them smart, capable, competent, and happy. That's how you have a thriving business. So if we're going to treat the country like a business, why wouldn't you want your people to be smart, happy, thriving, fed, united, educated? All of these things, it doesn't make any sense to me to dumb down a population. You want your population to be strong. Is this not ringing any bells for any of the people in charge? Like, it's just crazy. Don't throw your military at them. Throw some money at creating infrastructure, jobs, things like that. And make the people, give the people something to do that they feel proud about, and you'll have happy people. Is this so hard? I don't understand why this is so hard. Moving on. BBC. Colombia's president says a boat struck by U.S. was carrying Colombians. This is so wild to me. I've seen a bunch of narcos stuff. These little tiny boats aren't trafficking much stuff. The big boats, the big giant shipping containers on the big giant shipping container boats, those are the ones carrying all the drugs. What is this? And if so, how many people are actually using the drugs? Because that's not a very big boat. And we're just blowing up boats, little tiny boats. Now, I guess maybe if they're sending like 100 boats a day, that might do it. But as far as I'm aware, they're bringing in like thousands of tons, like thousands of kilos, not a few. What? I mean, you can't fit 2,000 kilos on a boat. It'll sink. All right, moving on. I'm blown away. ABC, Kate Middleton says she's sharing a warning for parents and caregivers about digital devices. When we check our phones during conversations, scroll through social media during family dinners, or respond to emails while playing with our children, we're not being distracted. We're withdrawing the basic form of love that human connection requires. Thanks, Kate. We know. Meanwhile, you've got Sora. My TikTok is so overwhelmed with fake videos, I don't want to look at it anymore. And maybe here's another thing that they don't realize. I don't watch cartoons, and I think most people don't watch cartoons. People like watching actors act. I don't think anybody really wants to watch the AI video animation. It's not real. I mean, it's fun once or twice, and then when you go, oh, this is a cartoon, my brain shuts off and disconnects. And it, in fact, it has made it easier for me to put down TikTok because it's showing me fake things that I don't care about. I care about real things and real happenings or fun, real actors acting, but the fake Sora bullshit, I'm not into it. So maybe they're phasing themselves out just by putting too many fake things up. I don't know. You tell me. You tell me, I tell you. All right, moving on. What is this? ABC. Washington, much of the federal government shut down Wednesday after Congress failed to reach a deal to approve new funding. The thing that bugs me about this is, if I shut down my business, I don't keep making money. So I asked, when the government shuts down, do senators get paid? And the answer is yes. They get paid no matter what. So what do they care? What do they care? You know what? Senate, go fuck yourself. You shouldn't get paid if you shut down the government. I love the, who was it? Warren Buffett said, I can fix the deficit. Any year the deficit is over 5% or whatever,
nobody's
up for re-election. You don't get to keep your job if you fail at running the fucking country. So insane that we let these money-hungry, APAC-loaded cunts run the country into the ground, and we still pay them, even though they're making way more money from whoever their donors are. Go fuck yourself. Thank you very much. Moving on, Amazon's $40 million Melania Trump doc set for January release with exclusive footage of critical meetings. Nobody cares about you, Melania. What? You know what? I want to see the doc where Melania talks about Epstein and her husband. You fucking cunt. You don't get a $40 million doc. Nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about you. Get over yourself. And onto the Hill, Representative Eric Saldwell, California rep, predicted Wednesday that dozens of Republicans may ultimately support legislation requiring the Department of Justice to release files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The quote is, it's coming to an end, guys. I've spoken to a lot of House Republicans this week, and they've confided that Trump's movement slash support is fading. And what it says here is, this Epstein bomb is about to drop, and no one wants to defend a pedo protector. It's just a matter of time. So, hey, maybe it actually is a matter of time, and that prompted me to ask, what about MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene? As nutty as she is, she has been very vocal and very outspoken, and she has produced a petition, and she said she has felt more pressure and fear for her life on this petition to release the Epstein files in full than on any other petition, which is crazy. Why would she feel so much pressure if it weren't for a bunch of guilty fucks in there? And the thing is, we know you're guilty, guys. We know you're fucking guilty. So regardless of whether the paper comes out, the paper just really is going to say who is actually guilty and who is not. But we assume they're all guilty as fuck. I mean, when I look at all of the faces of almost all of the representatives, they look smarmy, especially Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. That smarmy looking fuck. Which is pretty amazing because I saw a little face-off thing where they're like, is he Edward Snowden? Oh my gosh. Well, I'll tell you what. We're back. We're here. We're queer. It's Thursday. So we're not coming back until next week. If we come back next week, whatever. My name is Ray. Go ahead and pull your shorts back down to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick by the news. And have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you soon. Bye.